In Texas, they like to do things big. So why not have people vote twice on March 4th? That's pretty much the way the Texas Democratic contest is structured. There will be a day-long primary, and then that same night, a caucus. Here's the pitch Barack Obama made at his rally in Houston last night.
Now, I know this was explained to you. This is a little confusing. You're going to have to do two things for me now. Not only do you have to vote, and we would prefer you to vote early, but on Election Day, March 4th, you're going to have to attend the caucus at 7 p.m. to get us a few more delegates. Can everybody do that, Houston? Everybody going to do that?
And Hillary Clinton told reporters last night that her campaign was flummoxed by the Texas system. I had no idea how bizarre it was, she admitted. I've got people trying to understand it as we speak, and grown men are crying as we speak. Well, save your tears. We have Ken Mollberg of the Texas State Democratic Executive Committee to explain how it all works. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
And let's talk first about the primary. That's where most of the Democratic delegates are going to be awarded. How does that work?
Well, of the 228 total delegates in Texas to the Democratic National Convention, 126 will be decided by the primary vote on Election Day, and it's after that vote at 7:15, 15 minutes after the polls close, that the what we're now calling the caucus system, the Texas two-step or the primacaucus, kicks in. And that's where the remaining 67 of the pledged delegates are selected.
Okay, well, let's talk about those 126 primary delegates first. These are allotted through district, and they're weighted differently. Those districts are weighted differently based on past turnout. Is that right?
That is correct, and that's where it gets problematic for the candidates. You have 31 state senate districts in Texas. Not all of them are created equal. As you noted, it was weighted by past general election turnout. And in some districts, for example, let's take Austin, the capital, Travis County. That Senate District 14 is allotted 8 national delegates. Up here in Dallas, District 23 is allotted 6. Now, most of the districts, almost fully half of the 31, have 4 national delegates, and that becomes very problematic for a candidate. And most of the Hispanic areas are 4 delegate districts.
Why is it problematic?
Well, because in order to peel off a net vote, in order to get 3-1, a candidate will essentially have to get a vote total in that Senate district that exceeds 62% of the popular vote. Otherwise, it's a tie and it's a wash.
So you have to do really well to get that one extra delegate.
Yes, exceptionally well.
We've been talking about the primary delegates apportion. Let's turn now to the ones that are going to be meted out in the caucuses on March 4th, the evening of March 4th. First of all, who gets to vote in these caucuses?
Well, anyone who has voted in the Democratic primary in Texas, either during the early period of voting, that 10-day early period of voting, or on primary day of March the 4th, is entitled to come back to their individual polling precinct that evening to engage in what we call a precinct convention.
How do these caucuses work? The people who voted in the primary show up, and then what happens?
Well, they show up. There is an individual there, probably the precinct chair, who will call the precinct convention to order. And at that point, the warm bodies who are there will sign in by presidential preference. And each of those precincts will have a certain number of delegates and alternates that they elect to the next level of conventions, either the senatorial district convention or county convention that happens on March 29th.
Why have a two-tiered system like this, Mr. Mollberg?
Well, when we put this in effect, roughly after 1972 is the genesis of it, because Texas was a caucus state in 1972. It was to not only give the voters generally of the state a say in the national delegate selection process, but it was to preserve, on the other hand, through the caucus process, the role of the activists, those people who are really engaged and will go the extra mile.
Ken Mollberg, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Ken Mollberg of the Texas State Democratic Executive Committee speaking with us from Dallas.